B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
More towns affected by Triple E. The feature no one asked Facebook for is here, and how to play Madden 20 for free. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Nicki Minaj, a.k.a. Mrs. Petty, has sunk to a new low just to get some publicity.
Leroy has your sports.
And your Sunday night just got better.
But first, the fifth human case of Triple E in Massachusetts has been diagnosed in a man in his 70s from southwestern Middlesex County. Now, because of that, the risk level in Ashland, Hopedale, and Milford has been raised to critical, high in Bellingham, Blackstone, and Millville. Now, there are now 32 communities at critical risk, 39 high, and 121 at moderate risk for the Triple E virus. And residents throughout the state should continue to use mosquito repellent and consider staying indoors during the dusk to dawn hours. Well, the new feature that no one asked for, except Melissa, she's excited, Facebook dating. It's now live, and you probably got the notification. Did you finally get on?
I did. Thank you to a few of the listeners who sent me DMs on Instagram and like kind of screenshotted where to go to find it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You missed it when she finally logged on. You heard...
Searching for. Well, a couple of the features on it, it includes the ability for people to add any of their Instagram posts to their dating profile. And then also, you can add up to 9 Facebook and Instagram friends that you're interested in to this secret crush
that
list.
That could be a disaster.
And then, oh my God, then they'll get a notification letting them know that someone has a crush on them. So let's see how all that works out. Well, if you still haven't made the decision about getting Madden NFL 20 yet, you can try it for free. To kick off the NFL season, EA announced that the game is free to play all weekend long, and the game also features Lil Yachty and DJ Khaled as coaches.
Wow. That's an incentive to play.
And only one new movie out this weekend, It Chapter 2. It stars James McAvoy, Jessica Chastain, and Bill Hader as adult members of the Loser Club who return home to fight Pennywise. All right, it's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Ronnie from Jersey Shore has one of the most toxic relationships with his daughter's mom, Jen. Their on-again, off-again relationship has been ruined by cheating, domestic violence, arrests, and apparently they've broken up again. Word is Jen moved out of Ronnie's house. I know, I'm just as upset as you are, Lucy. And she added fuel to the fire by posting pictures of Ronnie on her Instagram with another girl. Jen added to the post saying she can't take the abuse by Ronnie, the Jersey Shore cast, and MTV anymore, and she just wants to be alone so she can heal. And the Barbs mourning today as Nicki Minaj announced her retirement yesterday.
No. You're ruining my mother's day, Melissa. Ronnie and now Nicki?
Listen, I'm trying to cheer her up a little bit, but I don't know how I can. Supposedly, Nicki is going to retire and have a family. And she says, quote, I hope you guys are happy now.
Selfish bitch.
To my fans, keep repping me. Do it till the death of me. In the box, because ain't nobody checking me. Love you for life. And of course, her hardcore fans, stunned, upset, some crying on video. And, you know, Nicki, though, she's been in the studio recording for a new album that's supposed to be coming out soon. And sources close to her are saying she has studio time booked up in the next month and a half. So people are saying she's definitely not going to retire. They're thinking she's probably taking a break, maybe going to get married if she isn't married already. And there's other rumors that she's pregnant currently. So I don't know. I mean, we'll know for sure in the next couple of months what's happening. But I still say, by the end of the month, look for some new Nicki Minaj music, either a single or an album.
Do you have a specific date by the end of the month?
How about Sunday, September 29th?
That sounds like a good... Is that date anything in particular?
I mean, not necessarily. It just happens to be the best date of the entire calendar year.
Why?
Ramiro?
Yeah?
A legend was born that day.
There are 22 games left in the season for the Sox, and it can't end fast enough. Rafael Devers was tagged out at home plate to end the game, and the Sox fall to the Twins 2-1. I see some of y'all are really on that stuff. All galactic wide receiver and clown Antonio Brown may be suspended and may even get let go from the Raiders after a confrontation with the team's general manager.
Come on, AB.
Now, why should you care? It's because talk around New England is that the Pats should think about picking him up. Y'all are absolutely crazy.
Nope,
I don't want anybody toxic like that on the squad.
That's I agree with her because, you know, I hated when they got Corey Dillon and won a championship. Oh, that was terrible that because was they went undefeated awful. That year. Oh.
Albert Haynesworth, we can keep going. Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. Anyways, yeah. And there, one example. And there may have been a game last night. It was boring, but let's be real. The season will officially start when the Pats take on the Steelers Sunday night. We will get to see the new Super Bowl banner. I heard the crowd will be asked to sing a great hallelujah when the King of Kings, Tom Brady, comes out of the tunnel. I can't wait for that. It's going to be such a touching moment. And all of that happens at 8:20. And like that, I just got to say this real quick. You might want to turn your radio up. We have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to the big game in Foxborough. Stop coming up it. This hour. I'm Stop not going to say when. Stop I got my hands in the air. Hold Don't on. Nobody come at me. Just keep it locked.
Whoa, yeah, whoa. That's a big claim there, my brother.
Hey. You know, when you talk good about our Lord and Savior Brady, things happen. But what were you about to say?
I was going to potentially say I heard seats may or may not be very, very good for this game, too. So
that's Leroy.
Is there a way that I could potentially walk out for like an hour and like call and win and come back?
Oh, Melissa, what? Please.
You mean like retire like Nibiana?
I know. Yes. I'd like to announce my retirement.
Tweet it.
Yes, I am officially retiring. There you go. In the next 60 minutes.
Yes, that's a great game to be at. So make sure you stay listening. Sox Yankees tonight at 7:10, and Serena Williams will go for the U.S. Open title Saturday at 4, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. 6-year-old Jermaine Bell from South Carolina was supposed to spend his 7th birthday at Disney. Now, he saved enough money up, I don't know how he did this, at the age of 6, to take his family on a trip to Animal Kingdom. And instead, he took that money to buy hundreds of hot dogs and give them away to people who were evacuating because of Hurricane Dorian that were passing through their town. So on Labor Day, he served more than 100 evacuees and said he'll keep on cooking until evacuees are safely back home. And as far as Disney, he says, you know what? I'll just visit another time. But for now, I just want to be generous. I love it. That's your good news in this report made hot by Brigham Health, where there's a will for the safe delivery of twins or triplets. There's Brigham Health with a team to ensure that you and your babies thrive.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.